be able to boast that if gallantry, generosity, and fidelity were lost in the world, people would be able to rediscover them in your own heart. A quote from Balthazar Gracian. This morning, St. Paul tells us that there are some people in the church whose lives are so extraordinary that they are truly worthy of imitation. Or to put it in Jesus' words, these people truly are the light of the world. They really are that city on a hill shining in the midnight sky. They really are like a lamp on a stand, illuminating the dark room. And if the Christian religion were to crumble and completely vanish from the face of the earth, the fullness of the gospel and the fullness of God's love would still be able to be rediscovered in their heroic acts of self-denial and compassion. Gracian also wrote that one of the wisest things we can ever do in this life is this, is to get to know the great people, the wise people of our generation. But he also warned that there's never going to be many of them. It's slim pickings when it comes to wisdom. I mean, several hundred years ago, he wrote already that there is more required nowadays to make a single wise person than formerly to make seven sages of ancient Greece. And more is needed nowadays to deal with a single person than was required with a whole people in former times. If this was true hundreds of years ago, it's even more true today. But this makes his words of wisdom all the more urgent. We should take them all the more seriously, because what he's saying is even more true now than it was when he penned those words. So yes, get to know the great people of your time, even though there are not many of them. Now, my question for you this morning is not so much, are you doing what you can to get to know these people in order to learn how to imitate their wisdom? My question is this: are you one of them? Are you one of the great ones? Are you that lamp on a stand, that city on a hill, that light of the world? Can other people find enlightenment in your presence? Can they see in your example the type of life that they know they need to be leading for themselves? Can they see God's kingdom come by looking at you? Is your life worthy of imitation? Is your authenticity worthy of imitation? Is your courage worthy of imitation? Is your work ethic worthy of being imitated? How you spend your time, how you deal with things like boredom, is that worthy of imitation? Is your bravery in the face of temptation and trial, is that worthy of imitation? Your habits, are they worthy of being imitated? Is your level of compassion worthy of imitation? How you speak to others, more importantly, how you speak about others, is that worthy of imitation? Is your zeal for life, is your joy in the face of adversity worthy of being imitated? If you don't know how to answer these questions, let me simplify it for you. There's one way of finding out for sure. Are you someone that the children in our church will want to grow up to be like someday? When they reach the ends of their lives, will they look back on their lives and will you be remembered as one of the great ones, one of the wise ones? Will they remember you in that way? And others around you, will they be able to boast that if all the gallantry and generosity and fidelity in the world were lost, they would still be able to locate these virtues in your heart? If your answer to any of these questions is no, then how about instead of giving up piddly little things like chocolate for Lent, you give up those things that are holding you back from becoming the person that others around you need you to be? If you answered no to any of these questions, how about instead of giving up like meat on Fridays, you give up all of those vices that are distorting the image of God in you? If you answered no to any of these questions, how about you give up those things in your life that keep people from seeing in you those virtues that they have always desired to cultivate within themselves? Do you want to know what the main difference between a wise person and a fool is? There's really only one main difference when it comes down to it. The wise person doesn't wait until tomorrow to become the person that everyone around them needs them to be today. So have you found the path of wisdom yet? Are you still playing the part of the fool?